Chapter 1. The little bell above the door dinged as Marty opened the door of the old antique shop, a Palm Springs institution owned by her friend Carl Mitchell. Danica, his assistant, looked up from the display she was arranging and said, "Carl's in his office. I'll tell him you're here." "Thanks, Danica. I'll look around and see what new treasures you two have added since the last time I was here," Marty said as her eyes swept the walls and tables of the small shop. Marty was reading the information card on the wall next to it when Carl walked over to her and said, "Pretty amazing, don't you think? One of my clients bought it in an auction years ago, and he's quite ill. He's trying to get rid of as much as possible so his son and daughter won't be saddled with getting rid of everything in his estate. He had a fascination with Elvis Presley, and that's why he bought the jacket. As you can see from the information next to it, the jacket belonged to Elvis. Believe me, I thoroughly checked it out, and it's the real deal."
"I think I recall seeing pictures of him in that jacket. That's quite a coup, Carl. Given the older population in Palm Springs and the wealth here, I think you should be able to easily sell it."
"As a matter of fact, I've got a guy in mind that I'm pretty sure will want it. Does the name Jimmy Joseph ring a bell with you?"
"It sure does. By coincidence, I got a call from him this morning, and that's the main reason I'm here today. You know my sister's boss, Dick, sends a lot of business to me. Jimmy wanted to insure his rock star memorabilia collection, but he had no idea what it was worth, so Dick recommended me to do an appraisal of it. I'm great on silver, china, furniture, and things of that nature, but I've never appraised celebrity memorabilia. I came by to see if you'd like to help me do it. You're far more knowledgeable in that area than I am."
"The answer is absolutely yes. Small world. But I'm going to be seeing Jimmy play tonight. After his heart attack a few months ago, his doctor put the kibosh on him traveling. He used to headline in Las Vegas and other places all over the United States, but no more. He loves to perform. And when Mark Saltzman, he's the owner of the Red Velvet Lounge, found out Jimmy's doctor had told him he couldn't travel anymore because of his heart condition, he asked if Jimmy would like to perform at his place once a week. Jimmy's doctor gave him the go-ahead, and I have tickets to see him tonight. He's a huge collector of music memorabilia, and I thought this jacket would really appeal to him. I'm hoping to have a chance to tell him about it after the show. When are you scheduled to do the appraisal?"
"Tomorrow. Can I count on you?"
"Marty, I've got to be honest with you. Murder is just not my thing, and it seems like every time I help you on an appraisal, somehow someone ends up dead. That or I have to come in contact with your sister, which scares the heck out of me. Every time I think about how she whacked that styrofoam wig stand in half with a butcher knife and pulled out a missing diamond ring, I get the willies. If you can assure me neither one of those things are going to happen, I'm all in."
"I can definitely tell you that Laura has nothing to do with this appraisal. As far as murder goes, you're going to see the man tonight. So I think I can safely assure you that murder is out of the question. Sometimes it's better not to make assurances, as Marty was about to find out."